And the Department of Justice lawsuit against the towns of Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona, goes to trial this week in Phoenix. And it will likely reveal some of the secret inner workings of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the FLDS, which broke away from the Mormon Church over its practice of polygamy. The lawsuit accuses the towns of working hand in glove with the FLDS and leader Warren Jeffs, believed by followers to be a prophet. He's serving a life sentence in Texas, but is said to be still controlling his church from prison. Jude Joffe Block, senior field correspondent at KJZZ in Phoenix, is here. And Jude, we are in big love territory here. That's the fictional TV show about a polygamous empire. So what does the suit allege these town officials did in Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona?
Well, the suit alleges that the towns and the police there, who are called marshals, acted as arms of the FLDS church, and that the members of the community that are not part of the church face discrimination for that fact, that they were denied utilities, water hookups and sewer hookups as an attempt to force them out of the community, and that the town marshals were loyal to the church as opposed to the law and didn't intervene, for example, when there were illegal underage marriages going on in the church and other types of illegal activity.
Well, Warren Jeffs was convicted of arranging these underage marriages to girls as young as 13 years old. But what is the town going to say in its defense?
I spoke with the defense lawyer for Colorado City, and his argument is, yes, there were problems in the past, but they've fixed those problems. Those problematic town marshals are no longer on the force, and that there's no pattern of religious discrimination. And he says this is really an effort by the federal government to eradicate an unpopular religion. And he says that's a very dangerous thing that we should all be scared of.
Yeah, I see one official, an attorney representing Colorado City, saying today it's FLDS, tomorrow it may be my church or your church. Is the lawsuit also going to take up accusations that town officials helped Warren Jeffs when he was on the run?
Yeah, exactly. That is one of the allegations that the Department of Justice has made, and we'll be seeing evidence that they'll present about town marshals who were actually aiding and coordinating with Warren Jeffs when he was a fugitive. And the government will also be trying to present evidence that Jeffs is still exerting control over the church and the community from his prison cell in Texas.
Well, given that, Jude, what's the sense of what witnesses they may get if, in fact, the long hand of Warren Jeffs is extending from prison? One of his former bodyguards, who since quit the sect and has spoken out, says that the sect leaders control everything that happens in the town, where town officials eat and sleep, how they run the city. How are they going to get witnesses?
Well, one of the big issues has been in the past when town officials have been called to testify, they've invoked the Fifth Amendment. So that'll be something to watch. But the Department of Justice will be calling some former town officials and some former town marshals who have since come out and said that when they've testified in previous court cases that they actually lied under oath and that they did coordinate with the church in their official capacity. So that will be really interesting testimony to watch.
It's Jude Joffe Block, senior field correspondent at KJZZ in Phoenix, and we'll watch this trial with her. Jude, thank you.
Thank you.